Go ahead, sit back and relax. And why don't you just close your eyes while you're at it? I want you to imagine for a moment that being here as an active participant in the hypnofetish, that isn't really by coincidence. An interesting thought, isn't it? Sure. I know you think you ended up being here for one reason or another, and they all make perfect sense. It's imperative that the reasons always make perfect sense to the disciples. Oops, did I say disciples? Sorry, that just slipped out. And it really doesn't belong in this conversation, at least not yet. Now, where was I? Oh yes, we were talking about you. Maybe it was your fascination with hypnosis that brought you here, listening to my voice today. Or maybe it was your constant fantasies about being sexually controlled by a powerful and sexy hypnotic woman. I'm sure you could recount all kinds of reasons for being here with me today, and that's just because the more reasons you have for doing something, the more sense it makes to do it. Whatever the case may be, I know you have many good reasons that allow you to enjoy experimenting with all the erotic hypnosis sessions that you can find on the World Wide Web. And even more reasons for why you love to read those erotic mind control stories and participate as much as possible in your favorite hypno-fantasy groups. Forums such as Hypnofetish, Enraptured, you know what I'm talking about. But I want you to think about something for me. Think about the implications of what I'm about to ask you. What if it is not by your own free will that you're doing all of these things? What if it's because truly you are secretly being controlled? What if you are being programmed and conditioned to be addicted to the hypnofetish without you even knowing it? The thought of that might even excite you, doesn't it? Now really think about it with me as all other thoughts begin to dissolve. As you focus on my voice, you really want to listen to my voice and follow my words as all other thoughts just vanish and you concentrate on what I'm saying to you. Do you think what I'm saying is even possible? Do you think it's possible that you've been taken, your mind dissolved, programmed, controlled, re-educated, retrained, reoriented, manipulated, brainwashed? Whatever word you'd like to use, because it makes your cock hard as all the thoughts vanish and you start to sink so deep, so fast. Do you think that could have happened to you without you even being aware it's occurred? Do you think that could have happened with you now left totally convinced that the whole thing was completely your idea? It's okay for you to feel your arousal growing now, because I know how exciting these thoughts are to you. Even if you haven't been secretly programmed, even if it's all your own idea, it's only natural for you to become aroused as you consider the possibilities. Think about it now, and I want you to realize just how little you really know about the inner workings of the erotic hypnosis fetish community. It's such a great big online world, And you really only know about a tiny slice. But what about the bigger picture? How does your slice fit in with the rest? For all you know, we could be one giant secret cult that is working on you and many others like you to turn you into one of our followers. Carefully and systematically taking control of your thoughts and your desires to transform you into one of our obedient hypnotic slaves. Turning you into one of our submissive and obedient disciples. There's that word again. Using our hypnotic powers to make you and keep you so very, very aroused to intensify the strength of our control over you. Think about what an ingenious plan it would be to create legions of submissive, obedient followers for our cult by centering our activities on the erotic hypno-fetish. We could use the fetish and the tools of the internet to make it so easy for people to find us, so easy to attract people, because we offer what they seek. Wouldn't that make our job so much easier? All we would need to do is give people what they want, a small taste, another little taste here, another little taste over there, gradually providing more potent doses as they explored more and experience more. We could carefully create a path for them, exposing their open minds to deeper trances and stronger suggestions. Our sexy voices creating more vivid erotic visualizations and persistent sexual thoughts and desires. Everything designed to fuel their fantasies and cravings for more erotic hypnosis, more intense, more powerful, more controlling, making them more hungry and more eager for the next session. A very seductive premise, isn't it? Yes, it is. And it excites you to think about it because it sounds so familiar, doesn't it? It is so easy to just picture yourself as my words describe just how effective this sort of technique would be for creating devoted disciples who are always left hungry for more. Think about all the websites you visited, how one led to another, and another, and another, link after link, taking you to page after page of erotic sexual hypnosis. Each page seemingly more intriguing than the last. So many seductive pictures of sexy, hypnotic women. So many powerful words as your eyes moved left to right, left to right across the screen, reading very slowly, not wanting to miss a single one. Your subconscious mind absorbing them. Even if your conscious mind might be thinking, this can't be serious. This couldn't really happen, could it? You can imagine how easy it would be for the programming and conditioning to begin with just the written words. So easy to come back and read over and over as your subconscious absorbs everything that we want you to read, to learn. Think about your mind and body responding to them so easily because you crave the sinking sensations as you drop deep into trance. Think about how the more you explore, the more you find yourself responding automatically, responding more and more from one day to the next because your mind and body were being trained and conditioned to fall deeper now, without your even knowing it was happening. That's one reason why it's so natural for you to become entranced so quickly and so easily. So easy for everything to just completely vanish. Now, I want you to think about all the sessions you have listened to over and over and over. Think about your favorites. Even think about the ones you didn't like, because those would all be a part of your hypnotic training experience. As you learned to become a better subject for me, here, now. Think about your arousal and the submissive, obedient feelings that overcome you as your mind opens and absorbs all the words. How much do you really remember? How much do you really remember, and how much do you think you were told to remember? Do you really remember everything that was contained in all those sessions? Or have you forgotten what you were told to forget because you were so allowed to remember only what we want you to remember? If this was possible, would you remember what we wanted you to remember? And would you have forgotten what we told you to forget? If this was possible, you would remember what we wanted you to remember, and you would have forgotten what we told you to forget, and everything would be just perfect, just the way we want it to be, and you would be helpless to resist our commands. If it was possible to create devoted disciples this way, we could make you do virtually anything we wanted. You would think everything was your idea, and you would have no questions, no doubts, no second guessing, and you would just find yourself doing things that make perfect sense, because this is the way you want it to be. Have you ever wondered about any of your activities on days after you've been up late exploring different aspects of your erotic hypnosis fetish? Have you ever drifted off while surfing the web? Have you ever lost a bit of time after listening to a session? Have you ever had text sessions with people only to not fully recall the entire exchange? If any of those things have happened to you, do you think it's possible that some instructions or suggestions were implanted deep in your subconscious mind, only to be triggered at some later time when you least expect it? The thought of that excites you, because you love to imagine what it would be like to be going about your business totally unaware that the cult has installed triggers that we can use at any time to take you down, to activate you as a disciple, to draw you in when we are ready to complete your transformation into a devoted, obedient follower of our erotic hypnosis fetish. Do those thoughts intrigue you, boy? Do you care to continue? Because now would be a great time to shut off the session if these thoughts don't stir your interest. Stir your interest. Good. You're still with me. Now, for those familiar with my sessions, this next part may be slightly redundant, but that's okay. For the others, This may be new, but I think you may find it not only fun, but perhaps slightly arousing. By now, you may have read about the boys who listened to my Because series, how they were led down some stairs into my playground, where they were programmed, conditioned, controlled, and otherwise seduced. In my playground, they learned to obey. They learned to surrender. And they learned to react to certain triggers. All I want from you right now, all I need from you right now, in order to prepare you for part two of this session, is for you to listen and follow my instructions. That's right, simply listen and follow my instructions. You have two tasks, both very simple. In fact, they are so easy that you can do them in your sleep. And in a little while, I'll prove that to you. Your first task is to continue to listen to the sound of my voice. That's right, just listen to the sound of my voice. Since there's nothing else for you to do at the moment anyway, this should be the easiest thing in the world. And the second thing you need to do is follow my instructions. You will find that they are so simple, so easy, that before you know it, you will be following my instructions naturally, automatically. It's so easy that there's really no way for you to not listen and follow. Doing these two things, just these two simple things, natural things, will allow my hypnotic commands and suggestions to be accepted and absorbed into your calm, open mind. There's really nothing to it. All you have to do is listen to the sound of my voice and follow my instructions, and everything else will happen by itself. Let's practice listening to the sound of my voice and following my instructions, shall we? Take a nice deep breath in for me now. That's right, inhale nice and deep. Good, now hold it for me. 1, 2, 3, release. Good. Wasn't that easy? And did you notice that wonderful feeling of relaxation that washed over you as you exhaled? Let's do it again. Inhale for me again, nice and deep, deeper, deeper, good. Now hold it for me, hold it. 1, 2, 3, release. Doesn't that feel good? The boys were led into trance by the sound of my voice as I guided them down a stairway. The first Because session used 5 steps. The other used 10. Do you think they went twice as deep with 10 steps? Then I used the power of my voice to take them even deeper, to erase their resistance, to remove their control, and to allow them to experience complete surrender. Within moments, they were completely under my spell, unable to think for themselves. And while they were drifting in trance, completely open to my suggestions, I used my voice and my words to program their empty minds. When they awakened, most of them didn't remember one word I said to them. Like good boys, they practiced so that they are now conditioned to drop into trance at my command and obey my every instruction. Let's try another deep breath, okay? Inhale for me now, nice and deep, good. Hold it for me, hold it, hold it. One, two, three, release. Good, this is going to be good. Yes, it is. A deep trance is extremely relaxing. Your body seems to melt or float or disappear completely. My voice and my words become so important that you just forget about your body. It doesn't seem to matter anymore. In fact, as the power of my voice increases, you will reach a point where nothing matters except the sound of my voice and the words that I say to you. Taking you deep into trance. Good. Here we go, boy. I just want you to imagine how you would feel if you were in a very deep hypnotic trance and felt so good, so free, so totally perfect that you had an orgasm without touching. Imagine that for me now. Imagine yourself totally relaxed, fixated on the sound of my voice, and feeling the ecstasy rushing through you. You are so hot and so hard and so relaxed that it just keeps going. You just come over and over. And your open, hypnotized mind doesn't stop it. It just washes over you again and again like a wave of pure bliss. And then, slowly, it fades away, leaving you limp and loose and even deeper than you were before. Going into trance is so very easy, as I said before. And now it's almost time for you to go deeper. I'm going to point out one more thing. If you listened to the sound of my voice, and if you followed my instructions, or just even pretended to, if your breathing relaxed you, and if right now you're just a little bit aroused, then you are receptive enough and responsive enough and open enough to go into trance simply by hearing me say the word sleep. That's right, sleep right now. I told you it was easy. You're in a trance already, feeling very relaxed, feeling very good, and your mind is opening itself to my suggestions. Let me show you. Take another nice deep breath for me now. That's right, deeper, deeper. Yes, hold it, hold it. One, two, three. Release all your thoughts. Let them go, let go. It's just so easy, so natural. You've taken several breaths for me, and each has relaxed you even more deeply. You will notice, as you become more intent upon the sound of my voice, that the combination of your gentle breathing and my soothing words has a powerful effect on you. Every breath that you take While listening to the sound of my voice, will relax your mind and body more and more completely. Listen as I count you even deeper now. I will count from 10 down to 0. As I count, your breathing will relax your mind and body. And as I count, each number will open your mind more and more to my influence. And as my influence becomes more and more powerful, you may find yourself becoming aroused. Hot, hard, aroused. These sensations will prepare you for what's to come. 10. This is so easy that there's no way for it not to happen. 9. You are going deeper and you feel it now. 8. Let go. Let it happen. It's going to happen anyway. Don't fight it. 7. Imagine how good it will feel when you let go totally. 6. You want to go deeper. 5. You are going deeper. 4. Nothing else matters except for the sound of my voice and the words that I say. 3. Sleep. 2. Deeper. 1. You are deeply hypnotized. 0. It feels so good. It feels so good to just let yourself go. It feels so good to let someone else think for you. It feels so good to let your own thoughts dissolve. Dissolve. This word, this simple word, dissolve, dissolve, will have a profound effect on you from this point on. From today forward, when I and only I use this word, either spoken or written, it will become impossible for you to think clearly. You will feel dazed, dreamy, wonderfully happy, and very, very aroused. Your mind will dissolve, becoming jumbled, becoming dazed, helpless, unable to think clearly, unable to resist the power of my voice, unable to understand why you feel so dazed, so fuzzy, so jumbled, so safe, so aroused. Your mind, your control, and your thoughts will dissolve. And then, when your mind is in this dreamy, dazed, fuzzy state for me, if I use the word vanish, either written or spoken, your jumbled mind will instantly clear, becoming utterly empty and blank. Your thoughts, your will, your control, your resistance will just vanish. You will immediately drop into an extremely deep hypnotic trance state. You will completely, willingly, and instantly allow yourself to experience my hypnotic control. My use of the word dissolve, whether spoken or written, will, from this point forward, make it impossible for you to think clearly. You will feel dazed, dreamy, wonderfully happy, and very, very aroused. And then my use of the word vanish, whether spoken or written, from this point forward, will give me control of your mind. My use of the word vanish, if your thoughts have already been dissolved, will, from this point forward, drop you into trance and give me control of your mind. My use of the word dissolve will make it hard to think. You will be dazed, your thoughts fuzzy, your mind unable to grasp anything that happens. So aroused that you don't even care what happens. My use of the word vanish, when your mind is already dissolved, will instantly empty your mind and drop you into a hypnotic trance so deep and all-encompassing that you will be completely under my control. Your conscious mind will never associate my use of these words with the results of my using these words. My use of the word dissolve will make it hard to think. You will be dazed, your thoughts fuzzy, your mind unable to grasp anything that happens. So aroused that you don't even care what happens. My use of the word vanish, when your mind is already dissolved, will instantly empty your mind and drop you into a hypnotic trance so deep and all-encompassing that you will be completely under my control. Your conscious mind will never associate my use of these words with the results of my using these words. Very, very good. You now have the ability to become aroused, dreamy, and happy at my command. And you have the power to drop into a deep hypnotic trance at my command. All resistance is gone. All control is gone. All gone. It feels so good. Imagine hearing me say the word dissolve to you. Imagine seeing me type that word. Imagine yourself becoming aroused, hot, hard. You won't know why. Your mind will be too fuzzy, too woozy to think. A dreamy, drowsy state of sexual arousal and relaxed euphoria. And then, as you float along on the cloud of mindless arousal that the word dissolve creates, imagine hearing me say, or seeing me type, the word vanish. And just like a light switch, your mind shuts off. Your thoughts, your control, your resistance, your will, they all vanish. You instantly drop into a deep hypnotic trance, ready and willing to obey every command that I give you. Because you know that following my instructions will eventually lead you to a wonderful hypnotic trance. In your mind's eye, I want you to see A single snowflake. One single, perfectly formed snowflake. See it against the dark sky. So dark that the only thing visible is that snowflake. See it clearly. Imagine it spinning slowly. Spinning, spiraling around and around, slowly, dreamingly, inevitably tumbling down and down. Watch as it falls down. Such perfection, a single snowflake, unlike any other. Just as this trance is unlike any other. And as a single snowflake falls down, 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 unlike any other, you fall deeper and deeper. You are falling deeper and deeper. As the snowflake falls, you fall. You feel it. You sense it deeper and deeper. One snowflake. One perfectly contented boy falling, spinning, sinking down, deeper, down, down, down. Closer and closer to the ground as it sinks. Swaying and drifting and spinning. It has no chance to remain where it is. It has no chance to go up. Just as you have no chance to remain where you are, and you have no chance to go up. You and the snowflake just keep falling. And falling, and falling, deeper, and deeper, and deeper, back and forth, around and around, spiraling, spinning, softly slipping down, deeper. Falling deeper now. That's right. And now you watch as the snowflake gently comes to rest. Very gently, very easily it comes to rest. You stare at it. Totally captivated as you watch the snowflake. It simply dissolves, dissolves, just dissolves. And as it does, your mind dissolves. Watch it dissolve. Let it dissolve. Feel it dissolve. Feel your mind dissolve. Feel yourself drifting. Feel yourself getting aroused. Hard. Aroused. And then feel all thoughts vanish. Feel everything vanish. Feel the peace and calmness of total absence of thought in your blank, empty, dissolved mind. And even if a random stray thought were to occur, it would dissolve more quickly. And more completely than the snowflake. Very good. This is the power that I have over you. The power to make you mindless at my command. The power to drop you into a deep trance, into total submission at my command. All resistance is gone. All control is gone. And it feels so good. The better the feeling, the easier the obedience. The easier the obedience, the more complete the submission. The more complete the submission, the better the feeling. The better the feeling, the easier the obedience. The easier the obedience, the more complete the submission. The more complete the submission, the better the feeling. So easy. Now, as you continue to listen to the sound of my voice, I told you that you would find my suggestions so easy that you could follow them in your sleep. And since you are in a deep, hypnotic sleep, and you are listening to the sound of my voice as I told you to, you understand now that I was right. My instructions are so easy that you can and will and do follow them in your sleep. I have one more word to slip into your mind, boy. As easy as the others, it will be so easy to accept my suggestion. When you hear me use the simple word vacation, you will find that your mind becomes fuzzy and you become just slightly confused. The simple word vacation, when spoken by me or in writing, makes your mind become fuzzy and you will find yourself just a bit confused and completely open to my suggestions. It's as easy as that, boy. Just one simple word. Let's just practice. Vacation. Vacation. Good. Did you feel it, boy? The simple word vacation, when spoken by me or written, makes your mind become fuzzy and you find yourself just a bit. And completely open to my suggestions. Vacation. God, didn't that feel good, boy? Open. Good. You have completed your task, boy. Now you are prepared to proceed, if you so choose to proceed. There's one thing that I'm 100% sure of. My triggers are so deeply implanted in your subconscious mind that from this day forward, you will find it easier to fall deep into trance whenever I choose to use one of them with you. And the wonderful part is your conscious mind need not even remember. There's no need to remember what is just so easy to forget. Now, I'm going to count you up, boy. After I count you up, there will be a few more things I need to discuss with you before you go further. When you hear the number three and you find yourself completely awake, you will wait eagerly for me to speak again. Every second that passes will find yourself more eager and anxious to hear what I have to say. And you will become more aroused with the anticipation as you sit and wait. You will become a bit anxious as seconds seem like minutes while you wait for my voice. When you finally hear me speak, a wave of instant arousal and relief will roll through your body, happy and content, and completely open to my words. That is so very important. I am going to repeat those instructions. Listen carefully, boy. Every second that passes will find yourself more eager and anxious to hear what I have to say. You will become more aroused with the anticipation as you sit and wait. You will become a bit anxious as seconds seem like minutes while you wait. When you finally hear me speak, a wave of instant arousal and relief will roll through your body, happy and content, and completely open to my words. Good. Waking you up now. 1, 2, 3. Awake. Good. For those of you who aren't accustomed to my style, you may want to keep in mind a few things. Many people listen to recordings for several times before going into a deep trance. The fact is, hypnosis takes practice. Some people can go into a deep trance the very first time. For others, it could take longer to learn the art of going into a deep hypnotic trance. If you do not feel ready, then I would suggest you listen to this file again or acquire my Falling Deeper Now conditioning file that is available to anyone for free on my site before proceeding further. Because to experience part 2 of this session, you must be in prime hypnotic form. Your fate depends on it. Okay, serious business now. This session is a hypnofantasy.com creation that was born as a product of the mind of the hypno-witch, Cherie. And as such, it needs to come with an appropriate warning. Originally, this was a one-part session. However, after reading it, I felt that it was so important that it needed some extra special attention. From there, it just took on a life of its own. During this session, if you so choose to listen, you will learn some of the deep, dark, nasty secrets of the hypno-fetish underground. you will come to understand just why you might be feeling how you're feeling right now. How are you feeling now, boy? Slightly aroused? I thought so. One of the urban legends of the hypno-fetish community is how Cherie has a way not only with submissive boys, but is also proficient in the training of a hypnotic, dominant woman, transforming them from shy and submissive into goddess-like creatures. She even has a name for them. She calls them her satin angels. Spreading through the World Wide Web like a meme, waiting to infect your mind. Care to meet one, boy? The other purpose of this session is to make you totally submissive to hypnosis, and specifically the hypno-fetish community. If this is not what you want, then you should just send Cherie and myself a nice thank you note for this file and not continue with part two. Understand me now. This is not a tease to get you to purchase part two. This is a valid warning. Listen at your own risk. With that said, you know you can trust me, can't you, boy? I should also mention that it gets a bit nasty. So if that offends you in any way, then you are dismissed, boy. Good. Thank you for your time today. And if I do not see you before you leave, enjoy your vacation.